This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Most of the 21 Colorado school districts that asked for money on the ballot this year got it. But as CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin explains, there were some losses.
Many districts passed ballot measures for teachers' raises, building upgrades, and security improvements. The 27J district, northeast of Denver, passed a property tax increase on the eighth try. Superintendent Chris Fidler says it finally passed for many reasons, but one was that Commerce City had passed a tax cut to offset most of the school tax increase.
I've never seen that done. Just was shocked and grateful.
The biggest loss was in Douglas County, where voters rejected a measure to raise teacher salaries and a bond to build new schools in fast-growing areas. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A Colorado researcher wants to understand why people who report feeling lonely are at a much higher risk for dementia. Dr. Rebecca Mullen is with the University of Colorado Department of Family Medicine. She received a grant from the Alzheimer's Association to study the link. Mullen says one theory is that people who feel lonely aren't taking care of themselves.
Things like lifestyle, diet, taking your medications, and that may also increase your stress, both your perceived stress, but also the stress in your body.
Mullen says her goal is to find ways to help people stay connected and mentally sharp. Right now in Boulder, it's 59 degrees and fair. Expect sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 57. In Denver, it's 58 degrees and sunny with a mostly clear weekend on tap across the Front Range with highs in the upper 50s. This is CPR News.